Chapter 13, Something Wicked This Way. It may be unlucky for some, but I'm going to start this chapter 13 by announcing that I'm not going to give you an answer to the scenario yet. Instead, I'm going to give you some analysis just in case you're needing a bit of help. If you're some wizard that has already worked through the scenario, determined the right strategy and have a solution, then that's fine, you can skip unlucky 13 and head straight into the next chapter. This is more for the rest of us mere mortals, who like me, have found themselves totally lost when faced with problems such as the scenario. I'm not going to use any additional information other than that already provided. In other words, there's no mystery character inserted in the last paragraph that committed the crime. See all those loathsome detective novels that make you go, "Where did that come from?" I'm also going to explain this analysis in quite some detail. I apologize in advance if this is tedious, but I've spent a lifetime reading mathematics texts which go, "It is therefore obvious that," only to continuously discover that it's not obvious to me. I am going to start by creating a map of the environment and use it with some of those basic climatic patterns. I'm also going to add in a bit about market position, that'll become clear as we go through. Remember, maps are just a communication tool, and so feel free to annotate and adapt them as you need. From this basic map, we're going to examine the state of the company and its proposed strategy. We're finally going to use time-turner magic, for all you Harry Potter fans out there, to wind the clock back in time and give you a chance to choose your order again and decide once more what you want to say to the executive board.